With Cap Radio News, I'm Devin Yamanaka. Cal Poly Humboldt officials announced today the campus will be closed through the end of the school year, with classes held remotely due to the occupation of several buildings by pro-Palestinian activists. University officials say that since Monday night, protesters have attempted several times to break into multiple locked buildings with the intention of either locking themselves in, vandalizing, or stealing equipment, and that vandalism and theft have continued across campus. Students at the university have used furniture, tents, chains, and zip ties to block entrances to the building in what they say is a show of solidarity with those facing genocide in Gaza. Similar demonstrations have been going on at colleges across the country. Students are demanding college leaders endorse a permanent ceasefire in Gaza and divest from companies supporting the Israeli military. Cal Poly Humboldt officials also reported that hateful graffiti targeting the Jewish community has been found in at least two locations over the past few days, and that damage to the buildings on campus is estimated to be in the millions. Astronaut Jose Hernandez hosted 700 fifth graders on the University of the Pacific campus in Stockton today for Science Blast. For students, it was all about learning about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, while building rocket ships, as we hear in this report from Cap Radio's Rich Ibarra.
You guys are going to have 10 popsicle sticks.
Busy hands are at work assembling everything from landing craft to catapults.
Six rubber bands. Keep that in mind as you guys design your guys' draft here for your catapults, all right?
Fifth grader Valeria Garaby is about ready to launch her project.
We're trying to put a cup, marshmallows, and we're going to try to drop it and so it doesn't wobble.
Jose Hernandez blasted off on Space Shuttle Discovery to the International Space Station in 2009. His story was featured in the Amazon movie A Million Miles Away as the farm worker who became an astronaut. And he was first inspired when he saw a man walk on the moon when he was 10 years old.
So I figure if 10 years I was old enough to determine what I wanted to be, then hopefully a lot of these kids will consider careers in STEM.
Science teacher Ping Lo says teaching kids about science and math is always better than them learning out of a book.
We want kids to just have that hands-on experience and have the confidence. Because science alone, when I was growing up, it was fun, but we had to have the hands-on piece.
So among this crowd, likely a future scientist is in the making. In Stockton, Rich Ibarra, Cap Radio News.
Members of health insurance provider Aetna will continue to have in-network access to Dignity Health services and facilities. The groups have reached an agreement on a new multi-year contract that allows Aetna members to maintain in-network access in California, Arizona, and Nevada. The new agreement is retroactive to April 1st, and services received by Aetna members since that date will be treated as in-network. Aetna is part of the CVS Health Company. Dignity Health also ended its contract with Aetna on April 5th after unsuccessful contract negotiations. Provider agreements between Aetna and Mercy Medical Group, Woodland Clinic, and Dignity Health Medical Network Central California will expire on July 1st. You can find more news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.